This is Tatooine TV.
We now return to our 309 of our coverage of the Senate investigation of charges of galactic crimes against the galaxy. Here now is documentary filmmaker Michael Moore.
Emperor, sir, I am a filmmaker and an American.
Yes, I am familiar with your work. It looks as if you've put on some more weight.
Well, yeah, I haven't shaved for another month as well. But that's not important. I've seen the way you're stomping around the galaxy, grinding your heel on the oppressed, and I say, shame on you, Mr. Palpatine! Shame on you!
What is your point, Mr. Moore?
I have been filming a documentary called Palpatine is a Bad, Bad Man. And I, and the rest of the galaxy, want to know, are you Darth Sidious?
You don't want an answer to that, Mr. Moore. You want to go on a diet.
What?
You want to go on a diet.
I want to go on a diet? Yeah. All of a sudden, I don't want to eat. I want to go jogging. I think I'll go now and jog 200 miles. I forfeit the rest of my time.
It's only minutes.
And welcome to Tatooine TV's Micro News. I'm Stanley Dupp. Tonight we look into the life of a woman who says her life has been ruined by the editors of Star Wars: A New Hope. Let's welcome our guest, the woman who almost made the final cut of Star Wars: A New Hope. Let's bring her out.
Hi, Stanley. Thanks for having me on the show.
There, Sandy. Please, call me Stan.
Oh, that's funny. Stand up.
Yes, thanks for bringing that up.
Up like stand up?
Okay, about your story. Is it true you were in A New Hope in 1977?
Well, yes, I was. I played the girl who makes out with Han Solo.
Well, that's not too tough of a gig, is it, Sandy? What was Harrison like back then?
Cute, funny, and really knew how to kiss. Wow.
Were you and he an item?
Yeah, well, we played footsie under the table and picked out names for our kids, and it was just love at first take. It was wonderful.
Then what happened?
The worst chapter of my life. See, I knew that Star Wars was going to be big, but no one else did. I planned for my life as a big star. I bought 2 new houses and printed up them wedding invitations for my wedding to Harrison. Without the date, of course, and then it happened.
Please get yourself together and tell us what happened.
The editors had this stupid idea. We got to keep the movie at 121 minutes. So let's just cut that girl in the cantina scene.
How shocking.
It was. My mama had my Oscar dress picked out and everything. She had to take the dress back and take down the big sign in front of our house that said, "The girl who kissed Harrison Ford in the cantina lives here." She hates me now.
Hates you? That's overstating things a bit, isn't it?
Really? She disowned me? Sent my email address to every advertising company on the internet? And then she sent Mormons to my house? It's awful. All because of those editors.
Sandy, I'm so sorry. Didn't they add your scenes in the special edition that were originally cut out?
No. They added scenes of Jabba instead. And more special effects. I'm not a blob or a special effect.
What other talents do you have besides acting?
Well, I think I'm pretty good at hairdressing. I cut my own hair.
Yes, I can see that.
But acting is my first love. Well, my second after Harrison. Okay, third after Harrison and scuba diving. but it's up there.
So, were you in any other films that we might have seen you in?
Yeah, I did have parts in a few of Harrison's movies. In Raiders of the Lost Ark, I played Sala's wife, but they cut me out. And in Working Girl, I was the woman who gave Harrison his hot dog, but they cut me out of that one, too. After a while, Harrison stopped getting me parts. He got too famous, and I was... nobody. He never sends me flowers anymore. I think he even married someone else and had kids with her. And I can't scuba dive anymore since that terrible accident. But I don't want to talk about that.
Well, on the bright side, at least you can say you weren't in, Geely.
That was the only movie I was actually in. I was Beach Dancer number 45.
Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Join us next time when we talk to a comedian you won't soon forget. Joe the Angry Jawa. Good night.
This is Tatooine TV.
We now go live to an impromptu press conference after the startling acquittal of Emperor Palpatine of all crimes.
I would like to thank my esteemed colleagues for coming here today. I have foreseen this wondrous moment, and I also see great days ahead for all our worlds. Now, listen to me very carefully. I don't have to pay any taxes. I don't have to pay any taxes.
This is Tatooine TV.
The end of Tatooine TV is coming. There are 6 more Tatooine TV episodes. See you next time on Tatooine TV. Tatooine TV number 19. Is a Jeffroni Designs production. For full credit information, please visit jrdonline.com.
Only minutes.